Masechet Shkalim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah discusses the actual procedure of the withdrawal. B'shalosh kupos, shel shalosh se'in tarmin asalishka. The one who was making the withdrawal would go in to the room of the Machtzis HaShekel, which was called the Lishka. He would go in with three baskets. Each one could contain three saw. The kosov bahen, and on the baskets was written, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, to mark them, an Aleph, a Beis, or a Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yevonos kosov bahen. The baskets were marked with Greek letters, Alpha, Beta, Gamla. The reason for using Greek letters was to be mekayim the pasuk Yafteli, Kimli, Yefes, V'yishkoin, Ba'alei, Shem. That the beauty of Yefes should have some place in the Alei, Shem. And so they were mekayim this by having Greek letters on the baskets that went into the, that were used to withdraw from the Lishka. Eina Torim Nichnos, the person making the withdrawal could not enter the chamber, lay befargoit chafis, not with clothing that had a hem, v'lay beminol, not with shoes, v'lay besandol, not with sandals, v'lay betfilin, v'lay bekameya, not with an amulet, because we wanted to avoid the suspicion that people may have that maybe he was stealing money, he was hiding in one of these places. And what would happen if people suspected him? So Shema Yeyani, if he became poor, the Yomru, they would say, Me'avan Elishka Heni, why did he become poor? Because he stole. And he's being punished. Ay Shema Yasher, maybe he'll become rich. V'yomru, and then they'll say, Mitrumas Elishka Hesher, you know why he became rich? Because he stole the money. So therefore, he wouldn't go in with any of these things. And then the Mishnah explains, why do we have to care about what other people think? So the Mishnah says, L'fisha adam tzarech latzeis yidei abriyois, k'derech shetzarech latzeis yidei amakai. That just like a person has to be yoytzei himself, his innocence between him and Hashem, he also has to appear innocent in the eyes of people. Shenemar, and we see a pasuk that alludes to this. It says, V'isem nekiyim me Hashem u mi Yisrael. That you'll be innocent both in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Klal Yisrael. The Omer, and another pasuk that alludes to it, that you'll find favor and understanding both in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of people. Zak Mishneh Gimel. Shel Beis Rabban Gamliel, the family of Rabban Gamliel, Hoya Nichnos V'Shikloi Bein Etzboisav. They would all enter the Lishka together with the person making the withdrawal, and they would hold the shkalim between their fingers. V'zarkar lifnei atayrim, and when they saw that the person making the withdrawal was starting to collect, they would aim with the coin with their fingers and throw it down right in front of him. V'atayrim miskavin, and he would intend, v'doichav alikupa, he would intentionally push it into the basket. So they wanted to show special kavod to the mitzvah, so they went in and made sure that their coins were used, were actually collected and used for the purchase of karbanis. And again, this showed a certain kashivas to the mitzvah. Eina toirim toirim achi yoyim alehem esroim. The person making the withdrawal would not enter the Lishka until he first asked permission from the administrator or from the Sanhedrin, and he would ask them, esroim, can I go and collect? Veinoyim loy teroim teroim teroim. They would tell him, yes, go and collect, collect, collect. Sholesh pamim, they would tell him three times. So as to make it clear to everybody who was witnessing it that this person was going in, al das chachamim, al das the Sanhedrin, and he was doing an appropriate thing.